The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. Kicking off the Fishing and Outdoor Report, as we do each and every week, we head over to the Madison Chain of Lakes, where Gene Dellinger is standing by at DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. And Gene, I know that this has been the generic theme song so far of this ice fishing season, but it's panfish, panfish, and more panfish. Is it still that same theme song on the chain?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing some guys are telling me about some pike now that are starting to be a little more active, especially down on Lake Wabeast. I talked to some guys this week that had some days where they had multiple fish, nothing real big, but some mid 30 fish, some upper 20-inch fish, and plenty of action.
Yeah, I was just talking to our friend up at the landing on Little Green, and he took his little grandson out ice fishing for the first time, and the little guy helped him land his first northern.
Nice.
That's a good way of breaking those kids in early, right?
Yeah, no kidding. They get an experience like that, and they'll want to go again.
I know. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of people that really will tell you that they love ice fishing season more than they love regular fishing season. I'm a person that likes the warm weather, so I would prefer the warm stuff. But does it seem like, are you guys from a tackle shop, are you guys busier during the ice fishing season, that short window, or do you see just kind of more steady stuff during the regular season?
I think it can be busier during the ice fishing season because it is a compact window of time. The days are shorter, and it's only a few weeks, really, where things really peak out, and everybody wants to take advantage of it. So that period of time could at least feel busier during the summer months. You know, it's a much larger window, so things kind of drag out a little bit.
Right. You know, the one thing that we do hear is that it's amazing how cold it has been in northern Wisconsin versus what it's been down here, but yet we have better ice.
Yeah, well, they end up with a lot of snow cover at the beginning of the season and continue to get a lot of snow, which we haven't. And with no snow, we just keep making ice.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be all that cold. It just has to be below freezing. You know?
I'll tell you what, our water skiers come summertime are going to be bobbing around the big icebergs floating around out there. Hey, so overall, has it been the same thing that people are buying when it comes to pan fishing on the chain?
Yeah, everybody's got their own idea of what kind of jigs they want to use. Today, the tungsten jigs obviously are playing a big role, but I still sell a lot of old school like Radfinkies and Moonglows, stuff like that. And it's always going to be spikes or wax worms are going to be your number one choices for panfish.
Right. And I know that you guys have been seeing, the lakes, the chain continues to show a lot of progress when it comes to perch fishing.
Yeah, actually, we've got, I would say, decent populations on all four of our main lakes on the chain here, and they all four have produced this winter at one time or another, or continue to.
Right. And again, it's just like anything. You know, one lake this week might not be as bountiful as another lake next week.
Exactly. And, the flexibility to be able to go from one lake to the next has to be part of your game plan.
Right, exactly. How easy, and that's something that maybe we should, I want to address with you, Gene, because I don't know how that we've ever talked about it. How easy is it to get around to the different lakes on the chain?
It's easy. I mean, other than dealing with big city traffic, around Madison, but we've got plenty of access points on all of the lakes. And if you're riding a four-wheeler, as long as you're following our local regulations, you can use any one of the boat ramps and get out on any one of the lakes. Yeah, all the lakes have 3-4 access. It's pretty easy.
Oh,
if you're walking, it's a little bit of a different story. I mean, you still have access. You just may not be able to get as close to a given area that you want, but you can still get at it.
Right. I like the availability of having that many lakes that close together.
It is. It's a plus because, like you were saying, at any given time, one lake could be hot and one not so hot, and the ability to just drive down the road 10 minutes to the next lake is definitely a plus.
I'm guessing, Gene, that you over at DNS Bait and Tackle, if you had to count down every day how many times you give advice to people, it probably gets to be in the thousands by the end of the week.
It feels like it,
yeah.
That's for sure. And we do things to try to make that a little easier on us here at the store with offer recordings and
right.
Facebook reports, and I got a phone recording, and And then we share with guys like yourself. So
yeah. And we should mention the fact that when people do want to find out that fishing report on Facebook, you do that, what, every Friday?
Every Friday morning I do it. I try to get it out before the guys get started for work so they can get a look at it quick.
All right. Now, for folks that are making it over the chain, where will they find you at DNS Bait and Tackle?
We are up on the northeast side of Madison. We're right near Warner Park at 1411 Northport Drive, or they can always call us on the phone at 608-241-4225. And like you're saying, check us out on Facebook at DNS Bait and Tackle.
Gene, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the update this week.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
We head up to the landing right now on Little Green Lake. Talk to Todd, our friend, to find out what is going on at the landing. Todd, we've got a lot of ice out there. More ice in southern Wisconsin right now than northern Wisconsin. How are the fish hitting?
It's been good. Fishing this week has been picking up a little. You know, last week was a little slow, but guys are catching some walleyes. It was kind of miserable a few nights there with the wind and stuff, but walleyes, pike, and crappies, that's what's biting.
That's what we're all about. I mean, we've been talking about this since ice season started, that the one fish that has been super consistent on just about every lake in our area has been panfish. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yep. I've heard, on Big Green, guys were catching bluegills and some perch. Puckaway, if you can find them, there's some really nice bluegills over there with some nice, a lot of little perch, but there's some nice perch there also. So,
yeah, I tell you what, the chain has been getting a lot of attention so far this year with a lot of perch. So, when generally speaking, is everybody using the same bait for their panfish?
Yeah, mostly out on this lake, it's crappie, minnows, and waxworms.
Right.
That's what the crappies want to eat. That's what's biting. They're getting a few bluegills here and there, but they're pretty small.
Sounds like Grandpa's busy babysitting.
I am babysitting while Jackie is on the phone for work. Yes.
Isn't it a blessing?
Oh, yeah.
It is fun. So when is the little guy going to get out on the ice?
He caught his first northern with me last week.
Yay!
Well, he actually didn't do a thing, but he touched the northern after I pulled it out.
Well, that's awesome, though. Get him started early, my friend. I like that.
Yep. Yeah, we got a picture with him with his first northern.
Oh, that's incredible. Hey, what about walleyes? Have been any walleyes been taken?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. They're in the shallows, they're out in the deep, they're pretty much everywhere this year. And, like I said, we had a little slow time there, but it seems to be picking back up again for the walleyes. Every day I hear guys catching walleyes, so... just remember, put the big ones back.
Right, exactly. Hey, for folks that are heading up in your neck of the woods, where do they find you guys at the landing?
We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive.
Excellent. And hours?
6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
Beautiful. You have fun with that grandson of yours, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
All Out Marine, your experts at local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center Council boats want you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2022 models now, and All Out Marine will get you ready for the spring fishing season. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Visit them on Highways 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer. It is a rare day. And I mean a rare day that you call Pete Huff and you find out that he's not fishing or not hunting or not doing something. But what do you think he's doing today? He's catching up on stuff. It's been a busy time, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Probably have guided nearly 20 days in a row and just taking a day off to catch up on things. And a couple of the other guys, they got her handled. So, yeah, I thought I would just kind of get some other stuff done for myself today.
Oh, awesome. Hey, it sounds like those perch, again, have been really, really successful for your groups.
Yeah, we yesterday with that, just before that rain, that warm front come through, they were biting like crazy. I guess everybody had their limit. We had 150 between the group, and
wow.
Yeah, they were some nice-sized fish, and they were very bitey compared to the day before. We did pretty good, but nothing like yesterday. Yesterday was one of them days that, yeah, you'll remember.
Yeah, I talked to Gene earlier from DNS Bait and Tackle about the Madison chain. He said that all of the four main lakes on the chain are like pretty active with perch this year. It just kind of depends on the day.
Yes, it does. Yep. Typically, them perch like a sunny day, but yesterday was not a sunny day, and I think it was because the barometer was down. There was that front coming and a little bit of precipitation. They were much higher in the water column, and they were definitely there to bite. And been pretty good. Locally, I've been hearing there's still some wallies being caught on Beaver Dam. Occasionally, guys are running into perch. I don't know. Best I heard, like, you know, you get 10 or 12.
Sure.
Doing really good. And then Koshkonong, I've been hearing about a decent crappie bite down there. And there's been a decent wallie bite there most of the winter also.
Yeah, and I know that people are, I've heard from two different sources now that there is a little bit of a pickup right now in northern action.
Yeah, there is, yep. I believe typically that second week of February, they'll actually lose some of their teeth, and they get, you're wondering why you're not getting very many northern, and then a matter of a week later, they're starting to be back on fighting and stuff, and I've heard that too, that they've started picking more northern up too.
Yeah, it's amazing how much of a science fishing has become.
Oh, yes, it has, yep. Not just the technology and stuff out there, but, yeah, just the fish themselves, definitely.
Right, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to, you really have to pay attention to fish behavior, and I know you, as being a person that's, like in the business, you keep really detailed records on everything, including all the weather details, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yep, and you look back, and you'll see a trend on what works, why it works, and just cycles of bait, what the fish are feeding on.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of ice left. We were talking to Gene about the fact that in northern Wisconsin, they've had so much snow that they don't have ice near as thick as what we've got down here.
No, and like the Madison Chain, it freezes up later, but when it freezes up, it doesn't have a lot of snow, and it typically you'll end up getting more ice south of here just because of lack of snow.
Right.
A side note, I did have somebody send me a picture this morning. One of the heaves on Mendota did open up with that rain, and it opened up darn near 20 feet wide in a few areas. So just if anybody's listening, definitely be safe. And if you're going out in the dark, pay very close attention.
Hey, Pete, before I let you go, how did your kids' fishing experience go last weekend?
It went great. It was the 10th year of it. It was the Kids Ice Fishing Fest. We hold that at the Boathouse. A great thanks to Walmart Distribution out of Beaver Dam. They always help out. They threw down a bunch of prizes and toys and different things. I provided some trophies for the kids, and we had 60 show up, and then Vicky makes pizza for the kids, and it was a very good event.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Get the youngsters involved early on. Hey, for anybody out there that is looking to do some guiding stuff, maybe got a little fishing expedition with you either now or later on in the year, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Hub for Best Damn Bait.
Excellent. Hey, Pete, always a pleasure to get caught up with you. You have yourself a great rest of the week.
Thanks a lot, Rick. You too.
Hey, we love to find out what's going on Fox Lake, and that's why we go up to Fishtails. And today we're talking with Tim up at Fishtails. Tim, I understand that you guys had one heck of a fishery.
You know, Rick, we did. We had a great event. You know, this was our 7th annual. We had close to 400 participants. We had about 65 kids involved in it this year. It was a great event. I hope we raised a lot of money, and the proceeds from that go right back into the lake for fish stocking. So we had some good weather. It was a little chilly in the morning, around 5 degrees, but overall it was a great success, and we're already putting plans together for the 8th annual next year, Rick.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you know, the one thing that I'm hearing from so many people is that we're seeing more and more young people that are starting to come out and get into ice fishing, and that's just a great sign for the industry.
It is. You know, you got to bring the youth up. You know, you got to keep them off their cell phones and sitting in the corner and gaming and doing what they do today. You got to get these young kids out onto the ice so you can teach them how to use a jig pole, tip-ups, get them out there, hunting, fishing. You know, that's our future, is the youth.
Yeah, absolutely. So what has the fishing overall been like on Fox Lake, Tim, in this last week? I know that, you know, in talking to so many of the people that I talked to, that one word echoes with everybody, and that word has been panfish.
Well, you know, we had some big walleyes. You know, this was our 7th annual fishery. It's the first time we had a walleye pushing over, you know, 9 pounds.
Nice.
We had three walleyes over 8 pounds, so had a great year for walleyes. We only had one legal northern, but we did have some nice bluegills and some nice crappies. So right now, Fox Lake is producing some very, very nice catches of bluegills. A lot of guys out fishing in the jug with some bluegills over 10 inches. They're starting to get some crappies in the deep water around the Maple Point area, out in front of the boathouse along the weed edge there. So, yeah, pan fishing has been really, really good on Fox Lake, probably for the last 3 to 4 weeks, Rick.
Yeah, and the thing is that the big difference that we see over the last 3 or 4 years, Tim, is this year, even though the season got started a little bit later, we have made so much ice on these lakes that it's just that much easier to get around.
Well, yeah, this is some of the best ice we've had on Fox Lake in years, Rick. You know, we're pushing 18 to 20 inches. Travel has been very easy on the lake because we don't have any snow cover, so you can move around the lake with even a two-wheel drive car or a van. Sure. You can drive about anywhere you want on the lake. So hopefully, you know, some of the best ice fishing, Rick, takes place the end of February, March, middle of March. You know, that's when some of the best pan fishing all year takes place. So we're excited about a late season. We think we're going to have some good fishing into the middle to late March. I look at the 10-day weather forecast. We've got some single digits at night. I see even we got a zero. So, you know, that should provide for some very, very good late season ice fishing.
Hey, Tim, real quick, do you know of any other fisheries around the area for this coming weekend?
Well, this weekend, Fox Lake gets a break. I don't think we have an ice fishing tournament on Fox Lake this weekend. I know there is one on Beaver Dam Lake. We do have the Charities Fishery, and that's taking place the last weekend of February on Fox Lake. So after that, we'll have one more week of game fishing into the first week of March, and then it'll be pan fish only. So the 25th of February, the Fox Lake Charities Fishery, you can buy your tickets at the boathouse for that. That's the last fishery of the year on Fox Lake. So get out. We have some nice prizes for that. It's always a great event.
Excellent. Hey, Tim, for people that are going to be making their way up to Fishtails, we know it's in downtown Fox Lake and easy to find, but what hours are you guys open right now?
Well, we open at 6 o'clock during the week. We open at 5 o'clock on the weekends. We're open till 7 o'clock at night. Looks like we're going to have a nice weekend. The weather looks like we're going to be in the 20s and 30s over the weekend. I know there is a big fishery taking place on Puckaway this weekend. It's called Pika Palooza. Always draws a big crowd up there for that. So we're expecting a busy weekend here at Fishtails. Like I said, we're going to have some nice weather. We got great ice. The fish are biting. What more can you ask for, Rick?
Tell you what, it is perfect. Hey, Tim, good luck to you guys this weekend and into next. And we'll catch up with you guys next week.
We'll talk to you next week. It was nice talking with you, Rick.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41 and D at Allenton, and by Pernet Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernet Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernets of Juneau for deer processing.